The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975, and of course you could text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. We, lot of talk about the game tonight, and some TV talk.
Yeah.
So, somebody says the Super Bowl is around 5 hours, plus the 5 hours of pregame shows.
Who watches the pregame show for the Super Bowl?
I don't watch any pregame for the Super Bowl. In fact, I don't go anywhere near the TV until it's kickoff time. Nobody cares about 5 hours of pregame.
And does that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Is the Super Bowl's 5 hours? I've always thought maybe four.
No, it's not. It never goes five.
It's like an hour longer than a normal football game.
Yeah, because the halftime's longer. And there's a lot more commercials. Somebody mentioned you have to watch The Dirt on Netflix. We talked about that at the top of the show. I was not impressed with it. Found it disappointing. 713-780-ESPN. Look, I'm not going to fault anybody who wants to watch 7 hours of it. I mean, you haven't binge-watched a show where you've watched seven episodes?
Not at a time.
No. I have.
I just can't do it.
Especially if I get into something. So, I mean, I spent all Saturday afternoon 2 weeks ago watching an entire season of Happen Leonard. That was 6 one-hour shows.
Man, you did it all? You didn't do anything in between?
Oh, I might have. I might have gone and got a burger or something halfway through. Or I got on the bikes for a little while, but it's still, it's 6 hours. So, 361% chance that Antonio Brown has CTE. I think he's just a dumb. I don't want to speculate on that stuff because you never know. But I just think he's just an idiot. So he's a well-paid idiot.
Yep.
He got what he wanted. But, oh, well. See, your Rockets broke their own record with 27 made threes last night against the poor Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, against the Suns without their best player. I mean, okay. It's almost like watching it was like watching a video someone posted on the internet of a guy giving a homeless person $20 to fight him in the park and then just beating his ass. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Well, you were at the game Friday night.
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
But at least, I mean, the fourth quarter, they set everybody. Half the bench just got up and left in the fourth quarter.
Did your son enjoy the game?
Yeah, they had a good time. He enjoyed the atmosphere. It wasn't much of a game.
832 says Infinity War and Endgame are about 6 hours total. They're a year apart.
Yeah.
What the hell? That's
like, I can watch 6 hours of television, just not all at once. That's all. Which, by the way, I'm a big believer in going back to the old days of movies where if a movie's longer than 3 hours, you should have an intermission. I'm for that.
Yeah. Jesse says if Endgame was 7 hours, I'd sit there with an adult diaper. Mm. I'd watch it. Yeah, if it were 7 hours. I don't.
With no intermission?
No, there'd have to be an intermission.
Have to be.
You'd have to have two intermissions for a 7 hour movie.
But here's the bigger question. Would you do it once a year? Because WrestleMania comes on every year.
If I'm into it.
Yeah. I guess.
Like, if you tell me right now that I could watch all six of the Game of Thrones episodes on Sunday night,
you would do it?
I would do it. I'd stay up all night. And I'd be totally into it, and I wouldn't apologize for it.
I guess.
And then I'd, well, I wouldn't spoil it for everybody, but yeah, if HBO said, hey, man, we're going to send you all the episodes, you can watch them, one right after the other, I would do it.
Like, someone responded to me on Twitter about, you know, like someone who's a wrestling fan, because I was like, I just don't understand how people are this into wrestling. The guy was like, it's just like Game of Thrones. Like, you'll watch a, you know, a guy drag a zombie dragon out of a lake, and that's okay. The difference is, like, the writing in pro wrestling, is it good? I mean, is it any different than the writing when I was a kid? Because pro wrestling writing, like, when I was a kid, was awful. Have they suddenly figured it out and made it, like, and people are like, oh, it's just like a soap opera. Yeah. Soap operas are really horribly written television shows. I mean,
I'm going to defend him a little bit, because I'm the one who originally said, listen, I geek out about Game of Thrones. I'm not going to make fun of anybody who geeks out about wrestling. You think about all those battle scenes in Game of Thrones. You know what they all those really are?
Wrestling matches?
They're wrestling matches. Look at the plot of them.
Okay.
Good guy's getting his ass kicked, and it looks hopeless. And he's down, and they lift the arm once. And they lift the arm twice, and then all of a sudden the other army shows up and saves his ass.
So I said the writing's horrible. He said, how would you know? You don't watch weekly. Love your takes, but I think you're out of touch on this. And I said, okay, give me the top two storylines that are carrying the audience right now. And I'm actually curious about this. These were his things. Kofi Mania, 11-year black vet finally getting his due, and The Man, female Stone Cold. And third, Triple H versus Dave Bautista. Like, that doesn't sound like storylines. That just sounds like a black guy winning some matches, a girl winning some matches, and two old guys wrestling. Like, am I off? Or is that exactly what he just described to me? Like, that's not a storyline. There's no story to it.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say the writing sucks when I haven't really watched. I have read, we have guys who write about wrestling, so I've read a lot about it. And some of the storylines they've questioned, but you know, it's listen, man, I'm not going to be as critical of it. I just think if people are into it, I mean, I'm all about whatever you're into. If you want to sit there and watch 7 hours of porn, do that.
That's excessive.
You know, I'm just saying, whatever you enjoy, whatever you think, whatever entertains you, there's some things I don't like, and that's okay. I don't have to like everything. But I don't want us all liking the same things. That would be kind of silly. Somebody said he was talking about All American, the series, not the movie. And it's basically a kind of teen Cali version of Friday Night Lights. I would have zero interest in something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. It says good concept, but a little high school cheesy.
I love the Friday Night Lights show. That was great.
Yeah, see, I didn't even like that, so I'm not sure I'd want to watch a California version of it. And Casino Jay says, I watched the WSOP main event from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. last year. That's something I will fall asleep watching it.
Not me.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it. So, 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze David on real quick. What's up, David?
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports man.
So, I made a big bet. It was the biggest payout I would ever have as sports gambling. I've already had the best season of any sport ever on college basketball. A lot of it due to Hoffman. Appreciate it. And I put basically a quarter of my bankroll in the Elite Eight on either Gonzaga or Virginia winning the championship. So I'm looking at little over $1,000. For Virginia tonight, and I have zero on Texas Tech because I thought they were going to lose to Michigan State. Should I hedge? I really do believe that Virginia is going to win the game and everything, but should I hedge for a little bit?
So you have a $1,000 to win how much?
No, I put like $350 or something like that.
Oh, $350 to win $1,000? So what'd you get? Like close to 3-1, I guess.
Something like that, about 3-1.
Okay. I mean, if I were you, I'd probably, because Tech's at a plus number, just take Tech money line for whatever your, you know, initial investment is. So you're guaranteed to at least make some money. And if, you know, if you win, basically you got Virginia at 2-1. It just pretend you got him at 2-1 on the day of the championship, and everybody would take that bet. If you get the favorite at 2-1 on championship day, it's a great deal.
Yeah,
and there's zero risk for you. Now, again, if you really think Virginia's going to win,
don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it, man.
I mean, that's the gambling part of the gambling.
Yep,
roll with it. Old School Chris said he spent 6 hours on Umbrella Academy. That was a good show. I watched. But I do that. I'll watch TV for 5 or 6 hours at a time. But I'm also getting up and getting a beer and stuff like that. Joe says, if we can sit through 3 hours of you guys babbling, then you can sit through 7 hours of wrestling, LOL. Yeah. It's the same thing.
No, I mean, you're...
I'm not good at math.
It's not the same. There's several hours difference.
Three hours less than 6 hours.
Yeah. And we don't talk for three straight hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we... You know, walk over and get a glass of water. Sometimes there's a commercial on. Sometimes we go into that nasty bathroom and get disgusted by whatever we see. Did you see Raheel tweet out a picture today that somebody left a bottle of water on the damn urinal? The hell? What's worse is I bet we have people who would have taken it.
Oh, I hope not, but it's possible.
Yuri says the WWE program NXT writes really well and is way more mature than the main Raw and SmackDown stories. So, okay. There you go.
You know what? I concede this argument.
Would you watch 7 hours of a really good MMA card?
No. No.
I might not buy that.
There's no way to put together 7 hours of a really good MMA card.
That many fighters.
It just doesn't. 7 hours of any sporting event or show, I just don't need it. Like, cap it off at 4 hours, I can manage. Like, if you want my real firm attention, though, you better keep it around 3.
All right,
7 is absurd. You've got. I mean, I don't know how anyone can't. See that that's ridiculous. 7 hours. All right. I got to tell you, you know what? This is a 3-hour event I'm about to tell you about. 3 hours from 2 to 5 on Saturday, April 27th, the Kima Craft Beer Fest. The Kima Boardwalk and over 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers from a ton of great breweries. How about 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Buffalo Bayou, Cigar City, Copperhead, Galveston Island, Carbach, Sam Adams, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, Shiner, and more. There's going to be a ton of great beer out there. And you can buy advance tickets now. They're only $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID, and $49.95 the day of the event. Admission includes beer samples. Delicious. Giveaway from beer vendors and food samples. There's going to be live music going all day. You can purchase your tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com. or on site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. KimaBeerFest.com for the tickets. And if you're a real fan, you can get on the Craft Beer Fest cruise on a yacht. Special guest host from Carbach Brewery will be out there. Go to KimaBeerFest.com for all the details. Keep seeing visions of you.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. The Lamont says, I know of a 6 to 8 our TV programming event, AJ Watch 2018 election, because we all did. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't either.
I mean, I checked in periodically for sure. Yeah, but I wasn't glued to it.
The wife was watching it religiously, but I was on the computer doing other stuff and not really paying that much of attention. I don't care about that stuff the way. So that's the thing. And we all have different things that we care about. And if you care enough to go watch 7 hours of it, I got no problem. That's your business. It's not for me, but you know, it's just like politics on Twitter. Not for me.
Yeah.
Some of you guys love it. That's great. That's your business. And somebody brought up, well, if you watch football all day on a Sunday, it's not any different. Well, yeah, but I take a break sometimes from the afternoon games and just go back and watch them later on NFL Network when I can watch them in a short time. Squeeze in Larry. What's up, Larry?
Nobody ever brings this up, but I hate the so-called coaching strategy with when the team is not in the bonus, you intentionally foul. And I'll give you two points about that. One, you may need to foul later on in the game, so you shouldn't waste it. And specifically the Auburn-Virginia game, 1.5 seconds left, the Virginia player was 35 to 40 feet from the basket. The only way Auburn was going to lose that game is if he heaved a desperation shot, and Auburn bailed him out. But that way they were able to take the ball from out of bounds and set up the three-pointer, which won the game. I mean, to me, it makes no sense. I mean, don't foul the guy after the double dribble and just let him try to shoot a 35-foot shot. I mean, I hate that decision to intentionally foul.
Well, the thing is, and I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you played basketball. Obviously, no one in this room's played basketball at that high of a level. But sometimes inbounding the ball is one of the most difficult things to do, especially inbounding knowing that you've got to get a shot up off that inbound. I mean, coaches are smart. They know how to take away the easy shots, and it's they want to make you have to make that big decision as many times as they can, because every time you inbound the ball, you're at risk of making a mistake. So I understand why they get, like, when they've got fouls to give, that they do it, because now you've got to set up a new play, and if you use your best play to get it in and they foul you again, now what are you going to do? You're not using your best play again. So it's, I understand the gamesmanship of it. I get that it's not, you know, when it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, if they don't call that foul at the end, Auburn did the right thing. They do call the foul, Auburn blew it with their time or with their fouls. I don't know. I think it's the strategy, they did the right thing. It just didn't work out.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Which, by the way, if Auburn hits their free throws at the end, it's a different conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at a minimum overtime.
Yeah, well, the guy who couldn't miss for him when they beat Kentucky.
Yep. That would have made it a four-point game, and there's no four-point shot. Unless if guy's three-pointer had went in on the foul, but it didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Mine wants to know, would you buy the Tech ticket for $65K?
I mean,
just on a value perspective.
From a math standpoint, yeah, I would.
Yeah, we talked about what we would take for it. We didn't talk about what we'd spend for it. That's probably as far north as I'm going on it, though, because I want to make sure I'm getting 4.5 to 1. And, you know, so that I couldn't see spending much more on it, because, like I said, once you get into, well, I'm going to spend $125. Well, I'll just bet $125 on Tech money line.
Well, this is the thing. I would have to have enough liquid asset to make a healthy bet on the other side too. Especially knowing that my gut says that the other side is the right side.
Well, in that case, you wouldn't spend that much money for a ticket like
65
that.
65 to win how much?
300.
But
if you really believe Virginia's going to win, then that's not a good bet for you. Just from a value perspective, it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, if I had 150 to lay on Virginia, which, by the way, I don't know how. I mean, I'm sure you could get it down in Vegas. You can't get it down if you've got an app or an online book. But I'm sure in Vegas you could get down $150K on Virginia. If I had $150 just to throw down on Virginia, and I could still buy that $65,000 ticket, I'd probably do that and be happy with whichever side I hit on.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You see, Tech canceled all Monday night and Tuesday classes. That was probably a smart deal because nobody was going to go,
wise,
right?
Wise strategy.
I didn't realize this until I was listening to Charlie today, but you have a chance for Texas schools to win both the men's and the women's championships since your Baylor Bears won.
And the NIT.
And the NIT.
Yeah, lest we forget.
Oh, well, yeah, we forget. Oh, man. Hey, have you seen the apparently the reviews for Pet Sematary aren't good.
Shocker.
And the first one was awful. And I was kind of hoping that second time around, maybe it wouldn't suck. I just think that's one of those that just is never going to make a good movie.
Yeah.
But
I won't smack. I'm definitely not going to a theater to see it.
Yeah.
But once it comes out, I'll watch it and I'll give a review.
They did his 10 worst movies on USA Today.
Well, and when they say his 10 worst movies,
it's based on his book. No, yeah. It's just based on his. And I just think some of them at the time, well, they were all pretty bad. Maximum Overdrive. Did you ever see that?
Yes. Not
terrible.
Good.
Firestarter, Drew Barrymore when she was a little kid.
Yeah.
Terrible. Carrie doesn't belong on the bad list.
Carrie's a strong movie, man. I love that
movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with that's a mistake. Sleepwalkers.
Never seen it.
I never saw that. The Dark Half.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I haven't seen that either. Cell.
That's the...
cell phones turn a large population... percentage of the population into mindless rage monsters.
Oh, okay. Not The Cell.
No.
That's like the J-Lo
Cell
movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
2016. I did not see it. Graveyard Shift in 1990. Don't remember that one either. Dark Tower. Dark Tower wasn't that bad. It's just they tried to make one movie out of way too many books. The Mangler. Did you ever see that?
Nope.
No, never saw that either. And number one, Dreamcatcher. 2003, and that had Morgan Freeman and Timothy Oliphant.
Okay, let's discuss good ones.
Okay.
The Shining, good.
Pet Sematary is number 9 on their good list, which I'm going to say no.
What about, I say Carrie should be on the good.
I agree.
What about The Dead Zone?
The Dead Zone is number 6. That's an underrated movie,
yep.
And the book is fantastic.
Do they count Shawshank?
That is a great question. Yes, they count Shawshank.
Okay, but that's got to be on the good.
But I don't disagree strongly, but they don't have Shawshank number 1. If
okay.
you count Shawshank, to me, it has to be number 1.
The Shining is number 1?
But they have The Shining number 1. I'm not going to argue that one too much.
The Shining's a great movie. Misery, good.
But they had Carrie on the good and the bad list.
Oh, maybe is it the
remake?
Oh,
it's the new Carrie, yeah. The new Carrie was on the bad list.
Okay.
The original's on the good list. My bad. Yeah, Misery's number 7.
What about... Stand By Me.
Stand By Me is number 8.
What about Cujo? Am I the only one who liked Cujo?
I think so.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
What about Christine?
Christine did not make either list. I'm yes. probably the only one that liked Christine.
I like Christine too. I do wish that the special effects were better on the car regenerating.
Well, but that was the era.
It was 1980. Two or three.
If you just redid the special effects for that and left everything else the same, that would be awesome. So, yeah, the 10 best. It has the new Pet Sematary. They have number 10 on the good list.
Okay.
So that's one critic that likes it. The Mist is number 9. Stand By Me, 8. Misery, 7. Dead Zone, 6. 1408 is 5, which I don't think I've ever seen.
I've seen that movie. It's pretty decent.
Carrie, the original 4. It, Chapter 1. I didn't really like that. Was the remade one?
Yeah.
I didn't really.
Does that mean they're doing a second one of that?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
Shawshank 2 and Shining 1.
Okay.
So, there you have it. Listener Steven wants to know, what about Silver Bullet?
Not great.
Gary Busey. Not a great one. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, what about The Stand? But The Stand had, they actually turned into a...
a television series.
Yeah, and I thought they were redoing that one because that's still my favorite book. And like a lot of these, it just doesn't translate. My favorite book of his.
Right.
It just doesn't translate for some reason.
All right, guys. There's a lot of different energy companies out there, and there's always different offers. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you may have signed up for one of those things, and then months later found out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. That's no good. Takes all the value, right? Talk about sucking the value out of it. Sucks the value out of it. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. Or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I'm sure I've asked you this before, but who is that?
Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I asked you that last week.
Last week.
I know. I'm going to go download this so I don't have to ever ask you again.
Oh, I've got a feeling you will.
Probably.
You're an old man.
I'm an old. I can't remember things the way I used to. Let's squeeze in a couple calls here real quick. Let's let Boosh. What's up, Boosh?
Hey, sports boys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so this is one of those calls. Don't dump me halfway, okay? You got to hear the whole thing. So I've been listening to you guys go on for I don't know how many years, like a couple old women about the Game of Thrones and everything.
Okay,
and
cut him off. There you go. Sorry, Boosh.
I was gonna let him finish.
All right, let him finish.
All right. So anyways, I got free HBO when I was, someplace, and I watched a couple of Game of Thrones episodes. And man, like a crack addict, I was up all night. And when I got back home, I was on away for training. When I got the free HBO, I was late. I was falling asleep in my training class. I got home and bought HBO just for Game of Thrones, and I was like staying up to like 3 a.m, like a drug addict, just. I'd be in the thing nonstop, and now I'm like jittering, waiting for, the next ones to come out. So I could sit there and watch 4 or 5 hours easy. So I was like,
okay, that's a good story. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. Yeah, I wonder how I'm going to feel when it ends.
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on how it ends.
Yeah.
If it ends right, I'll be okay with it.
Like, I'm really pissed that they canceled Happ and Leonard after 3 years. I would have liked that. And especially, I'm on book 5 now, but book 4 would have been a great series.
Right.
So, that pisses me off. Let's try Scott.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Doing sports.
I have a question. Like, Fred, you're an author. Now, it's my understanding that George R. R. Martin isn't writing the show anymore, right?
Well, he's
just like
he never actually. I mean, they were basing it on his work. He was a producer, but it was always Benioff and Weiss, the showrunners, doing the writing. But they were basing it on the source material. And now there's no source material because he hasn't finished the damn books.
Right. So, as an author, do you think that's why he's not finishing these books? Because he's just like, screw it. Let these guys finish it. I don't, because he's in a bad situation. Because, like, can you even write something like that without being affected by what you've seen on TV?
Well, I think the reason it's played out the way it has is they went and met with him, and he told them how the story goes. He just hasn't written it yet. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to buy the books once this is over.
No.
Because I think the TV series is better than the books, and I don't say that a lot. But in this case, there's too many dumb characters in the books. It's way overwritten. It's laborious. And it's a hard read. The TV show has done a great job of eliminating a lot of those characters. Now, I say that. I'll probably go back and buy it. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like if I were him, and I made jillions off the books I'd sold and jillions off of HBO. And now the story's done. I don't know that I'd be all that motivated to finish. Because I do think it's going to affect sales.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, now here's the question. What if he says it? This is how Game of Thrones should have finished. And he does it like that.
Well, that's what I would do if I were him.
Yeah, that's the only
and
way.
And then you do the same ending.
If you do that, yeah. Now you've got some money.
Well, he's already got money.
Well,
that's
but
the
I
thing.
Mean,
that guy is. I look up George R. R. Martin net worth. I'm going to say it's $60 million.
Ooh.
I'll set the over under at 60.
Let's see.
And I'll bet it's over.
65.
Ooh. Not bad. Barely over.
God, he's such a slob, dude. He's so gross.
He's going to die. That's the thing. It's not going to matter. He's just going to... That guy, I don't know how he's still alive.
Is he married?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I was gonna say, because if he wasn't married, he would be one of those dudes who could get really hot women to have sex with him, even though he's repulsive.
Yeah.
Just because he's got so much dough.
Well, and you know what I would do if I were him? So, honey, you want to know how the series ends?
Yeah, I got something for you.
Let's just go back to my room and talk about it. So, see how this ends first. Somebody mentioned, you know what wasn't on that list was The Green Mile.
Because Green Mile was, to me, a mediocre movie.
See, I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't think it was crap. I didn't think it should have been on the worst 10, but the fact that it's not on the top 10 doesn't make
some
me
of those
bad.
Ones on the top 10. I'm, you know. Eugene said, I watched Happ and Leonard after you mentioned it. Right now, no lie, I have the first three books in the checkout page ready to buy. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in... I like to read the book and see the show. I prefer to read the books before I see a show. And I would say 80% of the time, the books are always better. In the case of Stephen King stuff that we were talking about earlier, I think it's almost across the board. I don't think Game of Thrones, the books, I don't think they're nearly as good as the show. And I would make the case that Shawshank, much better as a movie than a short story.
I mean, it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah. I think there are some times when the movie's better. But it Happ and Leonard, I think, it's hard for me to say. I like them both. I thought they did the show so well and so true to the books that... It was pretty good. Edwin says, Martin looks like a diabetic Santa Claus.
Kind of.
Edwin, that might be the best description I've heard.
It kind of does look like that.
Although I'm guessing Santa Claus himself is diabetic.
I'm sure, yeah.
That dude's all the candy canes
candy,
he eats.
Yeah.
He's got elves for cooks and they're making cookies.
And he works one night a week or one night a year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lazy. I mean, come on.
Yes, Mr. Martin wrote one episode in each of the first three or four seasons. I think he was involved in it very much so at the beginning. But I've heard the delay on the book is he's drinking and banging playmates, so not sure if he's married, but nothing that can't be solved with a good Google search. Lord of the Rings, better as books or movies? Books. The movies were just way too long.
I don't think I ever read the books.
That was...
But I do agree with your theory that the movies are way too long.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take
a quick... I thought they were good, but good Lord, it's too much.
And even after the battle's over, the thing's like an hour long. It's like too much for me. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Has your child ever dreamed of playing football with Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson? Kids in grades 1 through 8 can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp in partnership with First Community Credit Union, powered by Reliant, on May 11th at Episcopal High School. Head to ESPN975.com to register to win a spot for one lucky kid to join Deshaun and his Houston area coaches for small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. Did you see CBS a little misleading with their ratings?
No,
they put out a thing that said the final four games on CBS averaged an 8.8, up 13% versus last year, which is true. Last year, however, the games were not on CBS. They were on TBS, which is...
The final four games were on TBS?
Yeah.
I remember that now. That was so stupid.
So... technically, you go back to 2017, which was North Carolina, Oregon, Gonzaga, South Carolina. They're down 15% from 2017 with games on CBS. So,
okay.
just so you know, but that is a little.
I mean, I'll be honest. There's no. I guess Michigan State was they. It's kind of misleading that there's no blue bloods in this Final Four because Michigan State is absolutely a blue blood. I don't know if they're on the same level as like Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, Kansas. Well, maybe I think they are.
If they're not on that level, they're close.
Yeah. But I don't know if the ratings will suffer tonight because Virginia and Texas Tech aren't nationally followed programs. But it's going to be a damn shame if they are.
I think the numbers will be way down. Yeah. It's just because Tech's even limited interest in Texas. I mean, compared to if this were A&M or Texas.
Right. Well, it's also it's not a Duke, North Carolina, up and down, up tempo game. This is going to be a grinding, slow, snail paced game.
And at least Tech is probably a better draw than Butler. When Butler was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know if you're a Tech fan, you don't care. You win, you're happy.
That's all that matters. And, I mean, same with Virginia fan.
But yeah, I don't think Virginia has a huge
following. They don't have a national following, no.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to Kruger National Park in South Africa, where a gentleman entered the park with four friends, and they were attempting to poach rhinos. Didn't go too well.
I'm against that, by the way. I like rhinos.
I do, too. I don't believe in rhino poaching. Neither does a nearby elephant who suddenly attacked the poacher, killing him. And his accomplices claimed to have carried his body to the road so that passerbys could find it in the morning, and they vanished from the park. His family was notified late Tuesday by his fellow poachers. They went to recover the body. All they found was a skull and a pair of trousers. Because, guess what? Indications suggested a pride of lions had devoured him. I am totally team animal here. I love that the elephant came to the defense of the rhino. And I love that the lions ate him. You got what you deserved. And now you get to be lion poop. Thought you were going to poach a rhino,
It's going to come back to you.
And guess what you are? Guess what you're going to be?
So the rhino got away.
The rhino got away.
Okay.
And
I'm not for people dying, but I mean,
I am.
If you're a bad if you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah. The three individuals who were also in on the hunt were arrested Wednesday.
Which, by the way, who leaves their dead buddy on the side of the road?
These guys.
This whole group
sucks.
That's not the kind of criminals I want to be in a gang with. Even a rhino hunting gang. It's garbage.
Yeah, if I get killed by an elephant trying to hunt a rhino, I would hope my guys would pull me out of there. I don't want to be lion poop. But I'm against poachers. I'm against people who especially poach rare animals like this. So I'm happy that the elephant attacked. Good job, elephant. He's probably been people tried to poach that elephant a few times, I'm sure. Probably just decided, hey, had enough of this. You guys come out here and try to poach, I'm going to take you out. And then lions are just doing what lions do.
Yeah.
There's meat.
Meat. They like
fresh meat.
Meat.
And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Yeah, somebody says, and I'm pretty sure there's a common, a lot of people feel this way, says no Zion, no interest. And like, okay, I think Zion is kind of it's one of these media creations. He's a good player. It's going to be the number one pick. But there's some other really good players out there, too, that are worth watching. But, yeah, I get it. What are the odds of ratings on CBS are lower than the ratings for the championship on TBS last year? I don't know. And I'm kind of – there's not a lot of competition. There's no NBA games tonight, which I appreciate that they do that.
Yeah.
There is locally. You got a pretty good baseball game between Astros and Yankees. Which I think, is that a national broadcast?
Okay, I think all three of them are.
Well, but I'm just talking about tonight up against the Final Four. Man, I had so much fun watching the end of that Astros game yesterday. I know it's one of 162, but yeah, Sunday afternoons I like to try to watch the games and, you know, especially go out, have a few drinks and go to the local watering hole, sit on the patio, and it was fun watching that game. I know it's just one.
Yeah, but it was a fun one.
But it was. It was a good one. The Springer scoring.
What was there, like 15 runs scored in the first inning, it felt like?
Yeah. Well, in the end, I thought, getting the tying run, I mean, I didn't think there was any way that throw was going to be close, and Springer barely beats it.
Yeah.
And then you get the walk-off walk, which when live, I thought that ball four was a strike, but when they showed the replay, it looked like a ball. And I think the umps wanted to go home at that point. But, so... there's your sweep.
For everybody. Coverage is on ESPN tonight.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to see, because the Yankees always draw on ESPN. That's why they're on every time they can get them. So we'll see if that affects things a little. Although I guess that game could conceivably be almost over by the time Tech and Virginia get started, because 6 o'clock start,
8:20.
Right? Yeah.
Those offenses, it could be over one way or the other. Might feel over anyway.
As a hunter, thanks for not once calling those POSs hunters. No, they're not. They're poachers.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Don't hunt rhinos. Don't hunt endangered things.
Well, that's...
like, hunt what you're going to eat.
I mean, that's totally cool. Anything legal.
Yeah. And I know you can get around it. You can go... well, if I go to Africa and pay to go on, then it is legal. Well, you're still a douchebag, and like you're only hunting something because
there's
it's rare.
Plenty of stuff you can kill around here.
Yeah,
the deer population needs to be controlled.
Yeah, some wild hogs.
Yeah. Yes,
you're good. You don't got to go all the way to Africa to kill something. And wild hog meat probably better than rhino meat.
Yeah, but they don't get it for the meat. They get it for the horn because they think it's an aphrodisiac. Dude, just go buy Viagra and don't shoot the rhino.
Yeah, come on, guys.
All right. Hey,
we were just talking about Lions Poker Palace.
Yeah, well, we were talking about Lions. This is this is the this Lions, good Lions.
Right.
The best Lions. Tremendous. Good thing, not a bad thing. Lions Poker Palace. Saturday, they had a $35,000 guaranteed tournament. And just crazy, right? $35,000 guaranteed. On Saturday, with a $30,000 tournament and a $5,000 tournament. And then Sunday, $15,000 guaranteed. And, I mean, they're giving away money. Tonight, you get a $4,000 guarantee for a $65 tournament. All at Lions. And I'm telling you, Najib, George, Mr. Lion, those guys run a great room. They know what gets people. They get your TVs out there. You want to go out and play tonight? You can watch the Astros. You can watch the NCAA championship. And play
watch
poker.
It all.
Yeah, they got you covered at 6134 Richmond Avenue.
Yeah, that's the spot, man. And you can follow them on Facebook. That's where you'll find out all the details about what kind of tournaments they're playing on any given night, what time they're at, what the buy-in is. It's a really easy way to keep up with what they've got going on, because they do change it pretty regularly. But again, you won't appreciate this place until you go in and see it for yourself with your own human eye. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace. Love is your name.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.